Hey, Ion, can we talk about the blue creation?
Okay.
In the Sphinx painting, there's a blue road with a black box sitting on it. Please elaborate on why the blue leads to the Sphinx.
You mean Sheila's painting?
Yeah. Why is her face turned to that position in the painting?
Here's what that's from. We did this from the stage of how the process happened, which that painting now is in reverse. You go into less oxygen, more hydrogen will give a blue hue. And actually, we worked for months on that particular shade of blue to be exact. That's the color that it will take on or exude. It's why your sky blue is that color now, because of the hydrogen, ambient hydrogen in the atmosphere. Yeah. To the absence of light. Now, argon is a big key player in this, too, because it puts a little fissure into the whole mess of things. And the only way you can recreate that from colors, the pigmentation you have here, well, we helped a little with the paint, but that and the walnut oil makes a huge difference in the glazing.
Hey, is this the original Sphinx on the planet?
As opposed to the copy?
Is it properly representing the original Sphinx in this painting?
No.
That was my main reason for asking. Thank you.
Yeah. What that is, that is the better version. It's changed a little, but they haven't found under the left foot all the goodies yet.
Well,
that just messes up. But that goes back to Dobbstown. Sorry.
Okay, well, that was my interpretation, because I have a lot of partial memory of the original timing of the
We know. We got it. And your layout is different, and you're right. It was that way. It was not the way it's presented now. The sea that came up to the thing, the water, and that's what you remember.
Okay. That helps me.
Now, don't get tangled up with this, because there are levels of planes that shift that. You change history all the time. So don't think for one second that you won't find a boat beside Giza.
Oh, yeah.
So, see, there's lots of little crap that can come along. And they all are astounded and amazed at this blah, 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 bullshit stuff kind of floats around all the place, because you change it all the time. So you can't bank on it. That's the good part. However, we're not nullifying what you know as a different memory. We're not nullifying a different knowing. We're saying those are as valid as any other thing that you're running into, and we're not trying to tell you how right you are. We're just not arguing for any limitation that you might exude from this conversation.
There would not want to be, in my awareness, one bit of limitation.
Good.
And I realize that all of it exists at the same time. So I can
in the
only
same
say
time,
that
in
it
the
could
same
be real
layer.
Or ephemeral.
In the same, in the, oh, good. In the timing, see the lines and spaces, the space between the notes, that's the beat. The beat goes on. You must figure out the beat or a cadence within that run, or that's the only way you'll ever line the logarithms. That's the only way you'll ever get them together. That's the only way it'll ever work.
That's the face.
F-A-C-E.
That helps.
Oh, one thing. A little more stretching would be good. You get all weird in your sciatica. If you just stretch a little bit, that's all you got to do.
You're right.
Stretch. We are.
Doug, keep pursuing about the sphincter, whatever you're doing.
Not the sphincter. He's got nothing wrong with his sphincter, Bob. He's got his a little out of whack.
the ion was giving me a medical clue.
Yeah.
But the sphinx is really probably something that goes even farther than me. I'm looking at the first representing physical forms manifested in the first part of the earth coming forward in this, wherever it was, at whatever time. My memory, there were two different races, the Leonese and a bird tribe. And so that's what connects with me, the Sphinx memory, and that's why I had to ask this question.
Yeah, and see, they portray God as a chicken, too, sometimes, because that what you're saying is your memory serving you, that there's no limitation. So as a God, your form does also have no limitation. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's how it fits.
A temple.
So we're not even, we don't know about all that, but guess what? You're not out of bounds. Your sightedness is not failing you. It's just not always as it's presented. And if you'll watch, here's why it's when it gets fun. It'll shift, and you've noticed this a little bit. You know things, and you see things, and then you'll see them again, and they're a little different. It's like it aged, or it evolved, or it changed. Or it's like looking at old photographs, and you recognize things that there's no way possible you could ever recognize, and yet they seem different yet. That's sort of like here's what you're talking about here, but don't get too carried away. Otherwise, you're going to have the grays coming in the future to come fuck with you and put chicken eggs in your ass and make you birth chickens and change you up in ancient American Hebrew Lord tribe.
There's only room for one here, and, you know, they all have to take a hike. They don't bother me.
Got you. I understand, but we're saying fire makes its own wind. So if you put much energy into that fire, it won't take you in a pleasant place. We're not warring your position. It's fine. But just let it be at that, and you don't have to make a whole moniker out of that. Because you and history will record it, and Lord Suffering Cat, former Barbara Walters will have to come out of retirement, come do a top 20 on it, and poor David Letterman will have to leave the Tonight Show again. Bless his heart.
Well, Ion, thank you, because all it is residue floating around with not a clear, honest
it's residual.
Answer.
It's residual knowing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
It comes from the old archives, I assume.
Nope, the new ones that haven't been written yet.
Okay. Thanks. Well, it's all about the new to me, so that makes a lot more sense.
Well, it helps. Just don't push against it. Just let it flow. Just because you bump into things doesn't mean that we tell you regularly, you have the right to be wrong.
But yeah, I'm wrong quite a lot.
Good. Well, you have that right. That's okay. Yeah. Because if you always have to be right, then you may end up with what's left. So be easy with it. Enjoy it, and it'll be great fun.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Let's talk about Revelation 12 and the woman.
Oh, he's on. Lord, everybody get ready. Here we go. You going to go at it? Going to the harlot, she said?
I want you to tell me who the woman is that was clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet.
We already did this. We already did the woman and the dragon. We already worked this out.
Now, hold on just a minute. Who's we that worked it out, first of all?
Everything is about Bob, right? And you know this.
Okay, so you and Bob worked it out. So tell me what you and Bob worked
out. You were
bullshit. Bullshit. I didn't work it out. I command you, Brian, to represent me and forge it out of the theme.
So who is the woman? I mean, I want to know who the woman is. I want to know who the child is that she gave birth to.
Easy on the separations. Are you going to go south? But go ahead.
Well, okay, I could say, okay, did Moses speak of the woman that was clothed with the sun?
Yes.
In which book did Moses speak of her?
That's not the reference. The reference is in Ezekiel 16.
Well, what's Moses got to do with Ezekiel 16?
Nothing, but it's another reference that brings it closer than what Moses had to say about it. Moses didn't know what he was talking about.
Ezekiel brings it closer than Moses did.
Yes.
Which book did Moses discuss the woman?
Deuteronomy 15.
Deuteronomy 15, okay. She is not in Genesis.
No, she is not in Genesis. Because, this is where the tail sweeps a third of the stars out of the sky and flings them to the earth. It has nothing to do with Lilith's crowd. It is not the
tail. Well, that's the dragon's tail, the tail of the dragon.
We understand that, but that's not to do with Lilith.
I didn't bring up Lilith. I was asking who. Are you saying that the woman is Lilith?
No.
Okay, the woman.
She's not Lilith.
Okay, she's not Lilith. Is the dragon Lucifer?
No. The dragon is Seth.
The dragon is Seth.
Adam's boy.
Okay, I never saw that one, Joe. I didn't see that one. Okay.
Nope,
now, in 23, they talk about, okay, the war in heaven. The war in heaven is when Lucifer fought against Michael and Gabriel.
The other archangels, yes.
So that war in heaven has nothing to do with the war in heaven in chapter 12?
That's correct. So we did that in Revelation 23. We laid that out. That's what they parsed out for the dark soul. Come on. Yeah, like you never heard this before, and you authored most of that, Brian.
No, hold on now, because he never said that war in heaven that they were speaking of in 23.
You never asked him now.
Well, you just said that you recovered it, okay, so.
We did, we laid that, we talked
okay,
about
okay,
that, but,
all right,
did, but
okay.
You know, you asked, it's not real to you, and you'll ponder with it, and you're, it's like the lampstands, you've already answered everything that's ever been known to be known about the lampstands, and yet we keep poking. Come on, Brian, come on, throw the ball, come on.
Okay,
come on, Brian.
All right, so let's go back to 12, this is unforeseen for me that Seth is the dragon. The third of the stars that rode on the dragon's tail, or however it was phrased, are those angels?
No, they're not angels, but they represent angelic forces. You got a whole lot of shit going on here now. You remember how we had to go word by word, laying all this up and out. You got to parallel this out because your questions are valid, but you can't obfuscate other words we've said regarding it because we don't change our words. But you're now taking the line item and adding positions to the line item to change the story. The story won't change, but we'll tell you what color the dragon's toenails were, but it won't affect the outcome of the story. Do you see? To parse this down is not helping you get the answer to the question you're trying to get to. It'll give you information, and we'll do it till you go to bed or wake up, whichever comes first. We can do this for 1,260 days if you need to.
You did the whole Revelation series, and these are just questions that I have for me to further develop it, to get to exactly what the storyline actually is.
Well, it's developing. See, that's the thing.
What did you mean when you said it's developing? What was developing?
Brian's place in it's developing. He now asks questions much better than he did then, because now his knowing place is very different. He didn't know there was even a great harlot. He didn't even know he was interested in it.
That's
he just wanted some money checks and be able to day trade a little and make enough money to fuck around in his little trucky thing like he wants to. It's all the deal. But then it became something, and now all of a sudden it's gotten to be quite euphoric.
Brian, where's this woman? That's chapter 12?
Revelations, chapter 12, the woman. That's Ion's title to the chapter.
Right.
Now, if you look in a Bible, the Bible will say it's the woman and the dragon.
So now we got Seth is the dragon, and Ion says Seth is unique. What have you got so far on what the woman is?
I know that it's not Lilith.
Is it Ruth? Esther? I mean, what realm of possibilities could the woman be?
I don't know. I'll have to look at Ezekiel.
Try to ask.
Well, he gave Ezekiel the chapter 16, which I haven't looked, and then he gave Moses touched on her in, was it Deuteronomy?
I'm looking at Ezekiel's. No, I'm not. I'm looking at Exodus. Just a minute. I'll get Ezekiel. All right, we got Ezekiel 16.
Is there a particular verse in 16?
All of it.
All of it. Okay, so is woman an archetype for something anthropomorphic, or is it a symbol for a cold play or something? Like, what is the realm of possibilities?
The prophet and the prostitute.
Well, that sounds like the temples, you know, the sex temples they had. So If it's not that, then it's about the prophet in relation to that phenomenon. Or is it a woman who left the temple, never entered it, an anti-environment to the temple?
Maybe you could say this woman was ascended. I mean, after all, she's clothed with the sun, so she must be clothed in light. The moon is under her feet. She parallel worlds. She travels. Oh, and what was it?
The first woman comes to mind is Sarah, you know, Abraham's wife who never transitioned. Is Sarah involved with this ion?
No.
Is it someone of the abilities of Sarah?
Better. Hosea 1, verse 6.
Hey, got her name, Brian, look. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God, or Brian, said unto him, call her name Loruhamah. Loruhamah. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. So there it is, Loru, L-O-R-U-H-A-M-A-H.
Gomer, Gomer's daughter. Loruhamah means not loved.
This is a clue to the woman. You're not saying she's the woman, but this is a clue to where the woman
comes the woman.
From. There you go, Brian. Bob did it. I squeezed a lemon and you fucking got the answer.
Okay, the whole Seth being the dragon is totally thrown me.
If the dragon is America and everything's already known and the Chinese knew this, Seth represents the neutrino. All the
time. Well, hold on a second. I wouldn't say that Seth is America. The way I read
the dragon,
in the Bible.
The dragon. I'm saying the dragon.
Well, I wouldn't say the dragon. I wouldn't say the dragon is America. It says all through there that the dragon gives power to specifically the three branches of government. It doesn't say that he is the branches, but it says he gives power to, like, he gives power to the beast out of the sea and the beast out of the earth, you know, which are those branches.
Well, that's
those
the
representation. Well, that's why we said earlier that Bob was making a new holodog for Bob to bask in.
Yes, these are my boys, my people.
Oh, Lord.
The rigged game, Brian. It's a rigged game. But look, my instant theory is that Seth is neutrino. But he's different from Cain and Abel. He's not going through an evolutionary trajectory.
Okay, right. That was a question that just occurred to me. Is this is the same Seth? Well, you said it earlier. It was Cain and Abel's brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's planted from the future. He's the future walking around back there in Genesis, and he represents the dragon, which is what we're building today.
If you could get your plinth soaked in blood.
Yes, get your plinth soaked in blood, Brian.
What's that mean, Bob? What's that?
Oh, I don't. I'm just a parrot.
Passover.
I've never said the word plinth ever before in my life. I don't know what it is.
He just said it, and he said he's never said it before. It's like, see what we're working with here. Do you see what we're working with? Plants. Let's see. Plants.
They're working with a broken wrench, Brian.
I've never said plants before. You know that thing I never said before? Plants. That's the one. That's the plants. I've never said that ever.
You want the definition? Plinth. A block of stone or wood that is used as the base for a pillar, statue, etc.
Base. It's your basic.
Is that like white stone stuff? Is that a cornerstone of the temple?
Well, it could, because in the full definition, it talks about a course of stones forming a continuous foundation or base course.
Yeah, he referenced blood with the plant.
In blood. Mm-hmm.
Does this have to do with the phrase you see in the Bible about the blood of the Lamb being slain from the foundations of the world?
Yes. Now, you still ain't got lampstands, but that's okay. You're whittling through a little bit. The blood, the Passover, the blood moon, all these are metaphors for getting you lined back up, okay? It lines you back up. This runs this gamut to remind you those steps and processes to bring you back to your place as God.
When you use the phrase to line you back up, can you give me your meaning of that phrase? Does that mean activating the 144,000?
Yeah, to get them to become double helixes 144,000 times.
Okay, right. And, And aren't the RNA drops doing that?
They are, but there's a process that completes it. You could go straight to living water and shoe bread, but you can't take it. You, Brian, fell so far from grace and glory that it's all that we can do to get it slow enough to get you up to stage enough where you actually have a sinner's prayer of ability of being
yeah,
God.
A prayer, even a chance, Brian. We saved your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinner's prayer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I want to be clear, though. Does the RNA drops get you to 144,000?
Dr. Carolyn Dean's RNA drop that we make will increase helix strands in your DNA.
Increase them to 144,000? After the drops, you bring in the chew bread and the living water to get us there.
Yes.
So are you saying that we have to have the 144,000 before we can consume the shoe bread?
No.
So could you clearly lay out for me what your meaning is of getting us prepared to be able to take the shoe bread?
The only thing that's happening is new information is administered into the body. And we can have done that a million ways.
Right.
The way we chose was in RNA drops. And what that does is it comes into the body, and all of a sudden there's a huge difference. You're the poster child for that because you've had such a radical shift. It's sort of changed everything. And for the good, or so you say, if it's pleasurable to you. All right, now, if you got never anything more than that, you're good. But you did want more. That's the point. You tickled it a pig in shit, but now you want more. That's the whole point. That's what we said, is that once you start this process, that's all you need. One drop's all you ever require. That'll do you, but you're going to want more, as you know. Now, the next phase is once the body gets to a certain level, it becomes normal.
When the body gets to a certain level, can you explain this certain level?
When the lipids in the body start reacting differently to amino acids present in the lymphatic and or lipid panel, when your HDL and LDL kind of goes a little bit strange and your triglycerides kind of get a little out of whack, not high. Now, this is not high. Sometimes they may say it's a missed test or you must have eaten something or you didn't fast, so you took this blood work, blah, 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 blah. Those processes, but makes no never mind what they call it because they don't even know what they're doing. But you'll find it is a strange anomaly. Those anomalies, when they start showing up in the meat sack body, it's when your body has started that process of changing.
And that's the lipid system, right?
The lipids in the body and the fats in the body affecting the information storage. See, fat stores. That is a storage vehicle. You don't have a lot of it.
Wait. I don't have a lot of fat?
Correct.
Well, we would have to clearly define what a lot of fat is because I got plenty. Believe me, brother, I got plenty.
No, you can have a little more, but it's okay. It's not a problem because you're gonna use it, so it's fine. So
that's good. That's good.
That's very good. Now, next story is once we figure out the lampstands, then we'll proceed. But until then, we're going to keep going around this mountain until we do. It's okay. We don't mind. It's okay. We're very patient. We have been so far, and the circumstances have been incredibly nice, we think. So here we go. You get your body to where the lymphatic system and your lipids change. Then what happens is you start having a weird craving. Your food cravings have already begun to change for you. Now, we're not telling the whole wide world, Brian. We're telling you because you're asking. And others may be a bit different, okay, because you're already weird anyway, and you know this, but we already discussed that. But
I'm normal. Everybody else is fucking weird. Let's get this all straightened out here, okay?
See, that's what I'm saying. We're not bragging or complaining. We're not bragging or complaining. Very good.
Okay.
So now what happens is the way you crave food is different, and the way food reacts in your body is different. Things, as you notice, tastes are different. Things that used to be just super pungent aren't anymore.
For sure. There's been foods I used to just love to eat that I just don't care for now, and then there's foods that I never really engage much. That,
you really, really desire. Okay.
And there's also, I've noticed a waxing and waning of cravings. It's like I'll go a period where I just crave. I mean, I just eat and eat and eat constantly everything, and then I'll just go through a period where I don't want to eat at all. And then if I do eat, it's like I just want to vomit the fucking shit up because I just don't want to eat.
That's right. And then you'll want something and you'll eat it and it won't be that. So you want something else and it won't be that. And you want something else. And then you're just sick, like you say. You're just sated with the whole thing and you still didn't get what it is you wanted. That's right. What we're talking about. That's the next process, and that's when the lysine, the degrees and levels of lysine are going to start to be noted or marked. And we change and do the shifts, but, oh, y'all better get her up. That's all I'm saying. The amino acids, when they start clicking into a synchronized form of lysine, then what happens is, the polymerase and the cells themselves perk up, basically. They don't have to reproduce and replicate the same way anymore. Once that shifts and changes, then your body starts taking those very amino acids. Now, some would say, that's poison. Well, to little men, it keeps you little. So if it's death to the little man and gets you to God, then okay, then we're going to poison you to God. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that, obviously, because your road to Wellville is going to be the bettering of you. And that's the process.
That's like earlier in the radiation, the rads that you were discussing.
They've already doubled the rads that they say will kill you.
And yet we're thriving, right? Yeah.
You're better than you were. And they literally, this is the big national test. And all of a sudden, there's more radiation in the damn grass that the cow's eating, that you're in the milk that you're drinking, than you can survive. So they said, okay, we'll double it. And everybody's like, okay, I feel better.
Now, the polymerase, that causes
the cell
unwinding. Right. And
rip.
So.
And it tells it to not rip, it tells it to continue.
Okay, but I'm thinking about how the 144,000 strands come into play. And
well,
is that part of it, that the cells have to have a ripping in order to expand and elongate?
Well, no, you have to open the rings and arms. See, on chromosome 14, you had to open the rings and arms.
So the polymerase triggers the opening of the rings and the arms?
It would.
Now, Ion, I know that you like to play with the pronunciation of words.
Yes, we do. It's so much fun.
And when I listened to a YouTube about polymerase, they pronounced it differently. The way that we're pronouncing it here makes it sound like the first syllable is poly, which when you do the definition of that, of course, it relates to many or several, more than one. Whereas when the YouTube of the scientist pronouncing it, she said what sounded like pole, which...
Yeah, and we're talking about the enzyme one. We're talking about the one that's an enzyme. We're talking about the one that is polymers of a nucleic acid. Okay, the one we're talking about is what you have base pairing interactions with, or a template. Okay, now what happens is, it would almost be like the thermos aquaticus. Aquaticus.
So it has to do with water.
Yeah, thermos.
Please explain more about what that relates to.
You were asking about the pronunciation of polymerase, weren't you?
Right. And how does the thermos aquaticus...
It's a type of bacterium. It can take super duper temperatures, huge temperature swings. It's like the size of 15 nanometers.
This bacteria is in the cell?
Yeah, for the PCR DNA amplification technique, polymerase chain reaction.
So these are all parts of the changes that will be happening as our cells proceed and change. Okay, so yeah, the temperatures. Okay, got it.
Do you need the filing or you got it, honey?
I think I got it.
You better, Joyce. There's going to be a quiz later.
Oh, yeah. You better spell it. DeinoccoCcus. Thermos. Because there's several different phylums that it could be under. And you don't want to get the wrong one, because otherwise your hypothalamus might overheat. But don't worry. Dr. Dean's on the scene. Y'all going to be all right.
So, Joyce, I had a question about the...
Then you can enjoy your reset. Yay.
You know what that is, Joyce, the reset?
Well, we've been talking about the reset. I mean, the general concept of it from the perspective of we're coming to the place where we are going to go through a major reset.
And on what level?
Physical body, the environment that we live in.
The cellular level, what about the molecular? See, I had a question when you were talking about these neutrinos, and you're saying that a neutrino is a measurement.
As opposed to an electron, which is a gauge. No, Joyce, we said it earlier, neutrino was a measurement.
You're going to confuse him, though.
I know. This idea that a neutrino, which we thought is a particle, but Ion's calling it a measurement, unless he's going to change his statement now.
We're going to talk about the Amorites and Hittites and the Canaanites and Jerusalem as an adulterous wife in Ezekiel 16. That's right.
You're saying all of those, whatever, heights you were talking about, you're saying they're neutrinos?
They sure are. So I said Ezekiel, in fact, you hit it all in plain sight. You hit it all in plain sight.
We're always talking chemistry here, Brian, and your lampstand, that should give you a clue.
On the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to make you clean, nor were you rubbed with salt or wrapped in clothes. No one looked on you with anger and compassion enough to do these things for you. Rather, they were thrown out of the open field, for on the day you were born, you were despised. Wow.
Now, are you quoting a canticle in the Bible?
Ezekiel 16.
So when you were born, your cord was not cut. I haven't read it. Okay, I haven't read it, so I was just, okay.
I miss
favorite entertainment. I know.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun because he's right back at it. He's just tenacious, always at it. He just gets it. He's like, okay, let's go.
Me and Joyce was talking about salt. Specifically, the salt that has no frequency. Now, you're telling me about the salt that has no frequency. And what did you say it did, Joyce? It divides?
The water, the H2O bonding.
Oh, it's breaking the H2O.
It attracts hydrogen and it frees oxygen due to the negative potential for hydrogen.
That's right.
And
that's why your process will desalinate. This process will desalinate salt water. It divides it.
This process.
We're getting rid of the oxygen, remember?
We're making oxygen an isotope.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it. It oxidizes you.
And the change of water, as it is changed in our bodies, then our lipids are going to be much happier because they don't have water.
That's correct. And see, what happens now is salt in your body makes you hold fluid, which then gives you hypertension because you're basically drowning your system.
Right. Okay. And that salt that you're speaking of now is not the salt that doesn't have a frequency that we're going to?
Yes, it is. same topics. We're not changing self, darling. We're changing you.
Yes, Joyce, your breasts will be happier. I cite you Ezekiel 16:7.
I can't wait.
I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare.
Woo!
Hey, hey, hey.
I don't know. My hair is pretty thick, though. I've got thick hair. I can do without that, but I'll take a little larger breast. That's okay.
Okay.
You'll take the breast enhancement, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, we got memories for you.
Thanks for the memories.
Ion, can you give me a chemical formula for the salt that has no frequency? Does it have a chemical formula?
No, it doesn't have
a chemical formula. So it is not sodium or chloride or any form of sodium bonding.
The closest thing you'd have is a form of a sulfite, but it's not there yet. A sodium sulfite, but it's not there yet. So don't eat that yet. But it will be a version of sodium sulfite.
Okay, it'll be a version of sodium sulfite. So it will not be sodium.
Yeah, when water changes, everything changes. So it won't be that, but that's as close to it as what it's going to be. Because sodium sulfite won't be sodium sulfite when it shifts.
So at 212 degrees.
Radioisotopes will no longer bond.
You say we are made of salt and light. Those terms refer to something beyond chemistry?
Rejoice, as always, is right on point. It's the reactional, the chain reaction process. It's not the most critical portion of the program, but it's certainly a key part of it.
You're talking about salt and light?
Desalination bomb.
Go ahead, Sarah, from Baton Rouge.
I'm going back to the dragon. If the dragon is Seth, and the dragon was ready to devour the child that the woman had when it was born. And then it says that Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So is the child meant to be destroyed because he's part angel or something? Or
the little man. It's the little man. We're trying to get rid of the little man. We're trying to get you to God.
Let's go at that a different way, because we're not having this little man business. It's just everybody's God. They're just separated from.
Right, but that's what we're trying to destroy, is the little part of you. And that's why there was a war in heaven.
I thought the
dark soul and there, and then it all goes to hell from there.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's go back to the war in heaven. I thought the war in heaven was all about Lucifer wanting to sit at the right hand of God, and God said no.
That's the example. That's what's laid out. That's why they're trying to figure it out. Remember, Brian, the angels want to keep you little, so they have some place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're God, their bid is up.
I was kind of bringing that up because when you were talking about Moses and the plagues and the Pharaoh of Egypt and how Moses kept saying, let my people go, it seemed like when I was reading through it, the Pharaoh would say, yeah, go ahead, y'all get out of here, and he'd be done with it. And it was like an angel come down, hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and then he would change his mind. He said, no, I ain't letting you go. So then Moses would unleash one of the plagues, and then he'd come back and say, all right, I unleash this plague, and I want my people out of here. Okay, go. And then an angel come back again, harden his heart again, and then he'd say, no, I ain't letting you go. And so then, and then you went through all of these plagues, but the point was, or what I thought was happening was, these angels were intervening. They were like, no, we got to manipulate this Pharaoh into keeping them to keep the whole contrast thing going. Is that what was going on, or?
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having a great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. It is a point.
In that verse there, They're referring to the dragon, which you said was Seth. You got these people calling Seth, not only are they calling the dragon, but they're calling the devil and Satan.
All these are representations of the parallel. One is the storyline. Then we go back to what the meaning is. Then we apply that to the blood. Then we apply that to your blood. Then we apply it to RNA. Then we apply it to your RNA. And so each tiered level becomes another degree. Okay? The naming of the white stone became significant, but it doesn't say Carol and Florandine, but it should.
So we got the storyline. And then you just mentioned all of these different levels. And see, that's where, I guess, I'm getting it tangled up is.
You're not getting tangled up. You're doing fine. You're at a new level. You got every bit of that before, and you were sated with it. You were okay.
Uh-huh.
You were full. You got it. You didn't have any more questions. We made sure that you finally got to a place where you didn't have any more goddamn questions about it. Then.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've stirred in a little more and you've gotten even more insight since then. Do you see?
Sure. I got more, more information.
Now you know more. So now the things that you know have on a different, it's like the same thing when we said then. Brian, it's like telling us when a 6-year-old asks you where babies come from, they're really not interested in the details. They come from mummies. Yeah.
And go ahead, Elijah.
Ion, is Ion outside of me and me?
No, we are not physical. We're the spaces inside of you. Okay, you take your cell. That's what we're all talking about, is the cell and getting you in your perfect self. Okay, the space inside between the nucleus of your cell and the outside, the electrons, that space between is the ionosphere. The space between those, that matter, is vast. So if you took the ion, out of you, or the ionosphere out of you, you could take all the human beings on the planet, if you took the space outside of their cells and put them together, it would be the size of a small sugar cube. Everybody on the planet, every cell in their body, if you take the space out, us, it would fit into a sugar cube the size. Now, it would be a very dense sugar cube. We'll give it to you that. I mean, the Earth may not even contain it as far as in one place. It would be a super dense, but we are the space between those protons and electrons in that nucleus of the cell, the space between it, the air in the balloon of the cells, if you will. So we are internal. We are internal. And by the way, we love you more than you will ever love you as far as the force field applies. And what that means is that it's really not fair because we got the inside scoop. We already know and love you. See, you don't even have to convince us. We know. And we still care anyway. Now, no one is embracing it as Bob. No contest. Now, he'll razz you to the end of glory. But at the end of the day, he'll also be the one that'll pick you up and brush you off, too. But he's not arguing for those limitations, but he's your guy. Now, the inside, outside, upside, downside is when you embrace all of you, then we become less and less and less and less as far as non-physical because the God in you becomes more and more and more and more. Now, we seem all over it because you're just in a little lesser than place. But if it grows into it, after a little while, like Brian, you heard that recording. That was some what you call time ago. And you listen to Brian then, and you listen to Brian now, and it's almost like a different person. Did you notice that to be your experience?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's arriving. And actually now he's intelligible with his phatic fuckery.
I got a question about the space in between the fourth and fifth ring you're calling the ionosphere.
No. Ionosphere is bigger than that. We just made reference to that particular ring set. Ionosphere is more than just that, but that's what you're asking. Go ahead.
I think, Brian, the ionosphere is the 13th ring in the diagram.
Talking about the space between the... Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, the fourth... I was just going to bring in the seven spheres, we got seven spheres around the Earth, the troposphere, mesosphere, ionosphere, stratosphere. If those spheres were representative within the cell?
The answer to that, they will be.
But they're not now?
That's correct. Until your specific lysine amino acid is perfected, you will not know that at your cellular level.
Yeah, you would swallow the Outer Kingdom and be bigger than Jupiter.
Very good.
You were talking about the bones of Joseph, and I don't know if it was a Freudian slip, but you were starting to lay it out, the bones of Joseph and the original DNA, and then you mentioned from a planet or this planet. My question was, in Genesis, when they were talking about Cain and Cain going to another world and going to the land of Nod, is the land of Nod another planet?
It is another planet. And then we would be cheeky and say it's right next to Inkin and Blinkin. Inkin, Blinkin, and Nod, yes.
What was Nod? West of Eden?
East of Eden.
Nod was east of Eden, so if it was another planet, is it Mars?
No. You watch your bias now. You're
well, okay,
Eden,
that's right.
Eden,
it is my bias.
You would be to the left. So what if you were upside down? It'd be to the right. So, or what if the world is turning and then it would be just as easily Venus?
Okay, so is it, yeah, I was going to ask, so is it Venus?
Depends on which time of day it is.
Oh, that's right. So you're just going to keep going. Well, it depends on which way you're turned or which.
It's the bias. And so we say, decide, okay, fine, not a problem. But it's not even that, because you're saying that that's a left and right or not an up and down. So now you have to go into the vernal equinox and then do it. And then guess what it becomes? Saturn.
Is it Saturn?
No.
Is it a planet in the solar system?
No.
Ion, I know there's no beginning or ending, so maybe you can clarify this for me so I can have a better understanding of it. I've heard this many times explained, but hopefully this time I can finally get it. Where did my non-physical come from?
It is the essence of you. Your non-physical is the part of you from perfection that doesn't fit in a little man's perspective. We are the void. We are when the light goes out. Where does the light go? When you turn the lights off, where does the light go? That's us. When the light comes on, where does the light come from? That's us. When you are cold or hot or cold, that shifting difference that sometimes comes very quickly, where one minute you're just flushed warm and the next minute you're freezing, that's us. Okay, it's the devoid portions. The devoid portions of your human psyche that does not allow or limits or does not pervade a possibility of knowing. That's us.
Are you the ethers?
No, but we came from them.
Is the ethers the space in between?
No.
No.
That is us. The space in between is us.
Is it accurate to say, or is it too woo to say, that non-physical came from an eternal source, which was also non-physical?
No, it's just glib. It's glib. And when we use in definitions, we like to be more demonstrative. We like to be more specific. Like, hell no, we came from blah, 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 blah. Not quite that way. In every way we use it, we'll have to use ourselves as the definition, as you always are. Then that which always is. So then it's like giving the definition of God is, after a little while, if you really keep narrowing it down, it becomes God. We are not God. Okay? You are. And our job and only job is convincing you of that. And it's been a white knuckle fright so far.
I had to come down a vast degree in order to speak with us like this.
Yes.
Was it in frequency that you had to come down it?
No, it was in amplitude. The repeat, 1 pi 2 pi 3 pi. Brian can do this, the logarithm in sine and cosine during his triangulation.
So there's a period. So within that amplitude, are there periods?
There are.
in this environment, mass is increasing, you said, but weight does not. And you're saying that's because of gravity?
Because gravity is decreasing. That's correct. The polar fields and their shifting are decreasing the polarity of the gravitational pull of this genre. That's in the E quadrant.
Is that increasing the non-physical or this ionosphere, the space?
Actually, it does. It does. And that's probably the best never been asked before. Good for you. It does increase non-physical. We become more until you become more. So you keep upping the anthropomorphic ante. Every time you bid and we call, and every time we raise and you call, the pot gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. The more you become God, the more we become non-physical, because we have to stay up with you. And we can overrun you in a less than state, but what fun would that be? I mean, that's no fun. We want you as God. We don't want you as little man. So it behooves us to help every way we can. And we do, consistently, ask all of them. So, yes, we increase as you increase until we become absorbed. And as we are absorbed, then you don't require non-physical being out, what you call an outside position for you.
And we are creating this because...
We have no idea. We have no idea.
Well, you said that bone marrow and pericardial fluid is becoming more dense.
It is. But we have no idea why you would go through all this when you could just be God that you already are. We're literally trying to convince you of that which you already are. We're trying to bring you into your, back into your place of power.
That position is no empty space in the cell?
Plus one. That's right. Plus one.
It's no empty space plus one?
That's correct.
What's plus one all about?
More.
And no empty.
What is it in the angle of a sine or cosine? Plus one. Changes the whole pitch, does it not? If X is 3 and Y is 4, then the amplitude of A to B is from B to C is 6.
Ion, when you say until Brian gets the lampstands, you're speaking
yes.
about his amino acids to increase the amino acids.
No, we're speaking of his lampstands. He spent more energy and money on lampstands than anyone else. Those are his. So he said his lampstands.
And that's just referring to him, not everybody who's engaging this.
So far, yeah, anyone could, but so far he has.
Now, in Exodus 40 or some of it almost sounds like when they're describing, or it might have been Zechariah, it almost sounds like, well, when you were talking about a candelabra, it's like one stand, and from that stand
yeah.
you have stems that come out. You got three stems on one side, three stems
That's
on
right.
the other side.
That's right.
Okay, so it's one stand with three lamps, or seven lamps.
One plinth covered in blood with lights from that plinth. Good.
The altar is actually within that?
No, wait. That's so don't. No reason to make it hard. Just
okay, I got this visual. I got the one stand with the stems coming out. You got seven lamps. But in the Ascension painting, you have seven stands with seven lamps around the altar. That's a different picture than the way they're describing it, with the one stand with the stems coming out, three on one side, three on the other. It's a different picture, but if you develop it, you could get to the same process. Is that right?
That's right.
Like, you know, on the Ascension painting, you got the stand and the lamp in the middle, in front of the altar, and then you got the three on each side around the altar.
And on the east, three gates, on the north, three gates, on the south, three gates, and on the west, three gates.
Now you're talking about the walls of the New Jerusalem being described. That's the, you know, on each east direction, you got the three gates
and
in each direction.
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and
right.
they were the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
So you had the 12 foundation, and then upon the foundation, you got the wall of the city with the 12 gates.
Perfect.
Can you tell me how that applies to what I was getting at with the ascension painting with the lampstands around the altar?
Yes, but you're not worried about the lampstands around the altar. You're worried about the gates, the temple walls, the foundation, the part that holds you first.
Okay, the foundation. Isn't that all about the 12 precious stones?
Plant.
That's the plant, the 12 precious stones that make up the foundation as the plant? So we got the precious stones at the foundations, but then the pearls, the pearl for each gate.
Nacre.
Okay, that references nacre. Okay, so like in the angel diagram, you got the Escher, the seventh ring. On one side was frequency, on the other was chemistry.
Yeah, the inner rings were chemistry.
Nacre. It's organic, inorganic, composite material.
Organic and inorganic. So within the body, the organic would be your oil and your fats, your oils. And the inorganic would be these minerals that you consume.
Nectar. Produced by some mollusca as an inner shell that makes up the outer coating of pearls. It's incredibly strong. Impetuously resistant and iridescent. Nacreous.
Yeah, N-A-C-R-E-O-U-S.
When Sheila was working on the ascension painting, Ion had moved the position of the lampstand. Did he ever explain why he did that?
When she was painting it, she had to change some things in the paintings. Things had to be shifted when she made her changes. And she knew that she's going to have to do a lot of work to move that fucking stand over. And then when she got up the next morning, she got up and she was going to start on it. And it was moved. It was already done.
That the image in the paint was moved. Well, that's the example of non-physical helping you.
Have we defined the tabernacle?
No, we're still working on that.
What have you guys defined so far about the tabernacle?
He said it could be the body, but not necessarily.
See, I always thought the temple was the body. Or you could say that maybe the temple is the ascended body and the tabernacle is the body separated from power.
Okay, you got four levels here. I think you've got chemistry, you've got architectural, you've got psychological and sociological. I think you got four levels going on, at least, on every sentence, so that when he was working out the 12 foundations, Brian was, that also was chemistry. It also probably refers to mortar stuff or world kingdoms and outer kingdoms. And then there, whatever you call you, I don't know if it's the word psychology, but your distance between you and you, that part of your situation, right? At that level, call it psychological. Then you have your sociological, which is outer kingdom mortar. Then you have architectural, the building that Sheila paints that you're on the throne inside of. And then you have the chemistry part, which is the blood and the salt and the light. So there's always going to be at least four levels is what I see.
There's definitely multiple levels to any topic you're engaging.
And that's what's exciting about Finning His Wake. Every line is working on those four levels, at least those four levels. And that's pretty interesting. Yeah. He's showing you how you should see the Bible, because it's pretty literal and simple, you know, it's just in English. But we're finding out from Ion there's all these other levels. Well, Joyce makes the levels visible, and that becomes quite unreadable, but he's showing you, and you learn how to move around, and you see the points touch all over the book, and that's what Dan Weiss's essay is very good on that.
Shore to bend of bay, bring
Yay.
Us by the commodious vixus of recirculation back to house, castle, and environs. Sir Tristram, Violer de Moor, from over the shore sea, has passed Cora, re-arrived from North Armonica on the side of craggy Isthmus in Europe Minor. as wielder fight the pincelet war, nor the top sawyer's rocks of the streams Oconee exaggerated them save. The Lawrence County gorges, while they were in Dublin, their mupper all the time,
nor
have more
voice from a fire,
from a fire
bellows,
mish, mish,
mish,
to thou art Peter, not yet.
Though
so,
soon after,
this is soon after, had a kid's cat butternut, a flat old
Isaac. Not
yet. Not
yet. Though all fair fantasy.
Were Sosie Sethus Roth,
were
thrown
to
Nether and Joe. Nether and Joe.
Right. Not Rotta Peck of Pop. Rotta
Peck of Pack Pack, that them Jim Schnad been that art pack.
I see you.
And thou was the tinkering soul. The fall back a dagger lick a dish, you big
Do the thunder.
Of course, Wall Street, Reddit, old part is being
retail early in
the bed, later
on
the life down to the Christian ministry. The great fall.
Aren't you glad you asked for this?
Short, such a pitch crap, Finnegan knees, or solid man, or him fitty head bitty. Head bitty. That can't be right. Let's rewrite what can't be right. The great fall of the off wall entailed in short notice of the fifth ship Finnegan East, solid man, or the Humpty Hill head of Humpty self promptly sends an unquiring one well to the west of the quest of the Tumpty Tomb Toes, and their upturned pike point tune place is at a knockout in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Deverfist lived Libby.
I think I was reading earlier manuscript versions, earlier things that Joyce later changed. He was close, but he was changing it, or it was what was there before. It was not the final version. Is that what you're doing, Ian, or are you just playing with it?
Interesting.
Doesn't it depend on which level he's on?
Yeah, it depends on which level we are on. Now, that is very good reading. You know, I wonder what the Joyceans, they think I own some Christian cracker from the South who just wants to do the Bible. Let's start here. He can do the city break way better than anybody ever did it before.
This is where Ion teaches me how to draw a blood.
Yes, he's drawing blood.
Let's ask Ion now about the clarification of each paragraph.
Yeah, give some interpretation. We know it's just yours, Ion. You know, don't get all high and mighty about it, but, you know, just participate like one of the people, like a guy on the bus. Just pretend you're in a Finnegan's Wake New York Society meeting, and it's your turn to sort of say what you think's going on.
We would never be included in a Finneganese book reading, rope, right, wrist, dipping, dab, slapping, knobber, dob, digging, jig, slop, nipping, knob, toga, joker, knob, and toe. They don't know nothing. They can't get nothing. They sound like us, Bob. You can't get nowhere. You find out nothing. You find out somebody tells you something, you spend the rest of your days trying to unknow what they told you that you didn't know. That you're talking to you because they were trying to tell you. For more, the short sea had Pathacora re-arrived to North Americona on the side of the craggy isthmus of Europe Minor. The Wielder Fike, come on.
Yeah, his peninsula at war? Come on.
What if I took Ion literal? Like, I'm thinking about blood right now, like cow blood, goat blood, human blood.
Goat fucker, you.
Lovely.
Well, the Masons worship the goat of Mendy, so that might work. That might make me influential among certain circles.
Damn, there you go. Okay, there you go. Okay, let's all tuck Dr. Dean.
Nays in it like a Corbin.
Yeah, Dr. Dean's got the bed. Bring out your penis and
get
the walls.
Carburetor.
So y'all know this is a spit party. This is a spit party.
What was that last Joyce deal with Spittoonus?
Penis isolate war. Penis isolate peninsula.
Penis isolate war. With skin gave butter to bland Isaac.
Yeah.
If you've got a bland Isaac, you better butter it.
Ion, what was the reference when you said something like Man of War 98 or 96? What in the heck were you talking about there?
We don't talk, we speak.
I'm sorry.
Which JW is this?
Yeah, bring Ezekiel in. He'll speak to you.
Please be fixed. Thou dost protest too much.
Right, exactly. All right. Is my car in a chop shop with Tito or what?
It could be.
Hey, Ion, while you were holding forth, this is what this jerk was saying. He was writing to me. What will be burnt up? That was one. Number two. Thank God, take thee thy condom and place it in thy holy place.
There's nothing worse than a used condominium.
And many a stroke shall be given to thy servants, and a homeboy shall lead them. Thanks, Mom.
Then you know you're in the hood when they walk in and say, what's up, my nigga? Then you know you're there, right?
Next one. Turning down the oxy back to the original Eden atmosphere, what should it be about?
Up the anthropomorphic ante. Pomorphic, not promorphic, pomorphic. Trying to do oxygen.
Is there a sock somewhere?
Yes.
What is the 1920s thing? Hobo?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Frank Sinatra. Then the next one. The original Eden had a hydrogen-based atmosphere. Less oxy, greater longevity?
No oxygen, no oxidation, more hydrogen.
Greater longevity.
What about nitrogen?
Look, there is nitrogen in argon.
There's nitrogen, argon, all of the noble gases.
He said there's nitrogen in argon.
In the air, what the makeup is.
The next sentence, the color purple, is all he says. The next part. It depends on what?
The degree of separation and purple rain.
And he says, Sarah's black box, enter not this night to our great concern.
Well, consternation is relative. If you are welcome foe with the folly hop, then the deal of Dobbs and Nolly not.
Okay, next one. From our future into our past to butter our present bread.
Back to the future, yes.
Timelines merger.
There you go. I'm sorry, we maybe went ahead of you. Sorry.
Okay, we would go back one. From our future into our past to butter our present bread. No comment. Timelines merger. So you did that. Then he says, needs a little cut.
Yeah, talking about there once was a rabbi named Pete. Who did perform his work nice and neat. He once had a zello, but such a good fellow, he served the clippings as meat.
Next slide. Is that where that was from, Andrew?
Yeah, you could infer that. Yes.
That was all about the circumcision, right?
Yeah.
Then the next one.
He's
bird?
On it.
Question mark. Thought? Question mark. God.
There is no thought. The question mark is correct. No thinking. It's not a thinking man's game. Thought's what got you here and thought.
Why is thought showing us the way?
Not. It's showing you the unway. Thought's what's fucking up everything you know. Thought's what's making you question.
Yeah, I got that.
Wait a minute.
Reference to the Egyptian god. Okay. All right.
Are you saying thought and thinking are the same thing?
I'm thinking thought, and Ion often says thought. He kind of splices that in.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about thought, or are you talking about thought of the MO tablet?
I'm the same.
Oh, yeah.
Ion sometimes makes reference to thought as being thought.
We are. That's exactly right. Both apply. That's right.
So the next post is ha, ha, ha.
He.
Then Andrew gets a fit, and he goes, damn rectal probers.
Ancient Samaritan Hebrew lords.
Then he yells, unmute the lines. He wants me to.
Oh, that's easy. Pete, don't sling back to me like a dog punk. Mm-hmm.
Andrew then says, Vestal Goodman.
Too near home.
But she was looking for a city.
She was. She was looking for a city. She's looking for a city where you never die. Where you never die.
Where
the saints and aliens ever do abide.
Right.
There will be our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, O Holy Spirit, old saints, renew. Yes. Looking for a city.
Yeah, but is this a city in the astral, or is this a city?
If it's a city where you never die, what matters does it not?
Meaning it's like all time, all bodies. It just merges from one to the next. It could be and or both.
How ridiculous. No. If
I got that from Bob.
Bullshit.
Oh, please, Mr. Streams of Consciousness. That's why Wyndham Lewis came around to put commas in that thought process.
Wyndham Lewis, yeah.
It's the new Jerusalem.
Fuck it, Wyndham Lewis.
Something definitive to that bleed, blah, blah, rhythm, rhythm, you know, going on for 6 years of McLuhan.
Where is he? Where is he?
Over fucking quoting Quadrant with the blue.
What is, wait,
yeah, I'll just try to
learn how to make blood painting from ion. Why do you got to interfere?
Listen, I'll make
blood painting for ion. If you want me to do it, ion, I will. Just tell me the blood.
You do it. You do it, baby. Just do it. Just do it.
Blood on the table.
Say it out.
I like the way ion's there, like, it's a, like that irregardless skit. With the gangsters mumbling in the background, ion's there mumbling, Wyndham. What? Board is this, James, you fucking don't James Joyce me.
Hey, ion, isn't the city where you never die the New Jerusalem?
It is.
Yep. Dobstown. Ion.
Is that Dobstown?
New Jerusalem, Dobstown? No, connection, not geez. I was talking to an Ionette today. You guys don't know her, and she said her husband, who I had never talked to in a long time, he said, I had a dream. And I said, what was it? He said, well, I was on a beach in an open court. And I said, big hotel, yeah? And was I dressed in a robe and giving a lecture to a group of people? He said, yeah, how'd you know that? I said, well, you're about the 50th person to have that dream. So then he got his wife on the line. And I said, hey, your husband had that dream that everybody has. And she said, yes, I've had many dreams about you. How was I? And she says, come on, Bob, I'm not going to go into that. And I said, yep, many other people have that dream. I fuck so many Ionettes. It's incredible in these dreams. And then I told her about Barbara's vision, that she was at the lecture at the seminar. She walked through the room, and I was screwed a 22-year-old. Barbara couldn't bring herself to be fucking me. She had to pretend it was a 22-year-old. So
where's all the babies from all this fucking?
I don't fucking have anything in me. I'm 92 years old, man.
Jeez, you're blame.
Oh, that's right.
All
that's
right.
Right.
Bring it down a notch here, Brian. Thanks. All right.
That's your babies on the other world.
Yeah, my bodies are the. I made babies through the technology. Chip body TV, but those are the bastard babies.
That's only five of them. Where's the? I mean, that's not very much fucking.
Well, their whole environment. They contain.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Different environments. So, Brian, here's Andrew's next point. This is where it came from. He goes, is Brian the dark soul?
Who said that? Who mirrored that comment?
Yeah, Andrew.
Here's disappointment. No. We go sadly wrong. Friends no longer speak one word of love. We have found contentment. Jesus promised us a home, and we're looking for a city built above. Well, that's another verse. That applies to his place.
Yeah, but. Above? You mean above Earth? Or is this...
Well, what you wrote, Andrew, you went, is Brian the dark
above
soul?
Above where you are now.
Yeah, and then you said, and we are waiting for him to lighten up. Brian, your interrogation appeared to end was quite demonic.
Yeah. Land of dangers, going here and there, trusting in the blessed Savior's love. Though we may be strangers in this world of care, looking for a city built above.
Built above Earth, then.
That would be the city on the above the ice shield in the Game of Thrones.
You know, but it's coming down. That city's coming down. It's going to come down out of heaven. No, the city that Ion's referring to, it's going to come down. That city that's above us is going to come down out of heaven.
A new heaven and a new earth.
That's right.
What about those dragons, huh? What's going on with those dragons?
Dobbstown surfaces. They talk about Atlantis rising. It always was Dobbstown rises to meet the heaven. Dobbstown is the official community.
I thought it was the chuck wagon gang with fucking in the watermelon hay.
With someone requested
the commercial with the puppy that came afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, Mikey likes it. That commercial.
Mikey won't like it. He hates it. He likes it. Bob ate it and he didn't know what he wants.
I can't remember. Ate it after he ate it.
That's a 30-year-old commercial that Ion just replayed precisely. Michael won't like it. He don't like anything.
Bring up music.
Portal 2.
Conversation with Ion.
Oh, you know, I haven't played Portal. I didn't play that. Oh, I didn't do my duty. I think we better play it after we finish Andrew. I didn't do that one. Ion requested it. Sorry, Ion.
I've been dumb before you said that. Go ahead.
So Andrew goes sodomy. Then he says rectal probers. And then he says, what is this inferring?
I know. It's angel fucking. The fall of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were trying to fuck the angels. Bring them in so they may know him. They were trying to fuck the angels, trying to get some angel nookie.
Some Nephilim going on.
Well, no. It was the Sodomites. It wasn't the Nephilim.
Which tablet was that in the Emerald Tablets where that was?
Well, no, that was Lot.
Well, I know it was Lot, but it also referred in the Emerald Tablets, there was a dialogue about the angels and
fourth
tablet.
Why do angels need argon?
They have to.
They are argon.
Well, their beingness is portrayed in argon.
They move swiftly through an argon field?
No, how ridiculous. You're starting to sound like Bob. Is that something that moves swiftly through an argon field? What the fuck do you say to that? Swiftly through an argon field.
Hey, Calgon,
take us away.
I think my kids from the past here.
Can we take off our clothes and ease into an argon field? It'll be so delicious. Do we do argon? Do we have an argon field?
What are we doing in Sodom?
What are we doing in Sodom with an argon field? Now, there you go. Are you aware if you nut in an argon field or without an argon field? Are you aware?
You're leading right into his next point, which is interesting what Ion says about this. Andrew says, you're not touching my penis, Bob. What's he mean by that, Ion?
He's slipping into an argon field, apparently.
Man of war.
Man of war,
Then Andrew goes into a rack of doubt. Leader of a new civilization?
Enjoy. TTFN.
TTFN.
Oh, give me more credit.
No, very little. Then you try to hit below the belt and you go, what, Matthew's drops won't work?
See, you give me no credit, and then.
We don't, no credit needed. It's all talking to yourself, see? You know, we're just
pretending
to being received. Then you go, a double-walled vessel? What's that, Ion?
Yeah.
Ion dropped off.